Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, Michael Steele podcast listeners, Michael Steele here with another quick take from the Michael Steele podcast. Check out what's going on right now.
Arsalan Iftikhar is one of the leading voices and legal minds in the space that we know around human rights. It's interesting how these extremists,
yes,
in their political thought,
yep,
have bastardized, and this goes to the question with how some interpret Islamic law,
right,
how they interpret biblical law, mm-hmm, to meet their own political agendas,
yeah,
which has nothing to do whether you're talking about Moses, Christ, Jesus Christ, or Muhammad. The thread is the same. Love thy neighbor, right? And so this idea that we somehow now find ourselves sitting on the throne of God in judgment of each other. First off, you're sitting on the throne of God. That's not a seat for you, right? You don't get to do that. And second of all, one of the last things Christ told us before he left this earth is you don't get to judge each other. You don't, yep, get to make that choice. You have free will, but understand there is a limit to that. You cannot just go. That's why he said, love thy neighbor as thyself. That's why he said you will always have the poor amongst you. Not because he wanted to make poor people, but the test for us as human beings was, what are you going to do about it?
The prosperity gospel is it baffled me. And that's the thing is that, sort of circling this back to the beginning of what we talked about being men of faith, is that, again, more than anything else, when I get to my deathbed, I want to be able to say that I used my faith for good, right? And that's, for me, that's the key, is that for far too many people in the world today, especially those with influence, they are using religion for bad. And for that reason, religion has a bad rap. God has a bad rap. You know what I mean? Like the level of atheists amongst millennials and Gen Zs and younger, like people just don't, they're like fuck this religion bullshit. And I don't, I see where you're coming from.
I see why you would say that. Right.
I can see where you're coming from. But again, I want to I want our grandkids and their grandkids to like have our legacies of using it for love, right? of using it to try to heal the world. As opposed to trying to destroy. Ever since the Taliban took over, a lot of, we came back. Obviously, I'm getting a lot of calls and interviews and they're like, what do Muslims think? And honestly, my first answer, obviously the not on camera, I was like first response is these motherfuckers are back. Like, it was like, as a global Muslim community, we just put our hands in our face again. We're like, God, I thought we got rid of these dudes. To us, these are the bass-ackwards Muslims of the world, right? These are our January 6th insurrectionists who just happened to take over their capital because it's
right.
Kabul
right.
And not on, North Capitol Street here.
Exactly.
But white people and a lot of Republicans are quick to lump now again the Taliban with everything Islamic and Muslims and worldwide, but then when I'm like, all right, then what about white ISIS and Al Qaeda over here with the with your Bible thumping pro Trump insurrectionist motherfuckers, right, who are our American Taliban? Oh no, that's not the same.
No, it is the same. It is exactly, that's cut out of the same cloth. It is exactly the same.
And that's the point. Paper is better for good. While we're here is all we can ask to do.
Well, the book the book is one that I think we should all dig into. It's
kind of be the same. Man.
You have not written, a 1,000-page thesis in theoretical, view of.
It's a quick read.
It's a quick read.
I wanted to engage the readers, right?
And that's what I was going to. It's a quick read, but it's a read that engages you. And I want to end this conversation with your words. You note at the end, we are one. The separation, this intolerance, the secret is that it has not always been this way. Although ideological extremists want you to believe that the West and Muslims are fundamentally incompatible with each other, we should remember that history also teaches us that many of the most important advancements in human history can be traced directly to Muslim innovation and Muslim interaction with other cultures. And end quote. And I would take from that how we move beyond this is exactly through that interaction that men and women of faith, not necessarily religious faith, but of faith in the ideals of democracy and freedom, individual liberties and rights, that you write about and talk about and have so for a long, long time and actually have defended in courts of law and in front of panels and committees as a human rights attorney, as a civil rights attorney, as a global player, that's how we begin to get past through that understanding, through that sense of hope, and through that sense of connection, where we don't use the words of our Quran or our Bible to hurt each other, but rather to connect and understand each other better. And for that, my friend, I thank you.
It is, I've lived in Washington, D.C. for almost 20 years now. And as you know, I always jokingly tell people that living in D.C. and working in media and politics you feel like you're in the seventh rung of Dante's Inferno, right? Yeah. Slaughterhouse floor, it's where the sausage is.
And you realize that there's still some more levels to go that they hadn't written about.
I don't even have access to those. but I want your audience to know two things. Number one, on the interview side of things, that the key takeaway that we hope you will keep in mind moving forward, is that look at every aspect of your identity. If you're a white male Catholic, if you're a female Buddhist African American, like, think of your own identities, and then think, whenever you hear people say blanket generalizations about any other demographic group, I want you to think to yourself, how would I feel if somebody said that about one of my identities in that blanket way? All Muslims are this. If I'm Jewish or Catholic, hey, I'd kind of hate it if people said all Catholics are pedophiles, right? That shit would get real tiring real fast, right? And there are a lot of Catholics in the media who would kill those stories real quick. We don't got that. I always tell people, jokingly, I was like, if we Muslims are coming to take over America, what gave us away? Is it our 3 members of Congress? Is it our 0 senators, our 0 Supreme Court justices, our 0 governors? Like, if we were here to take over America, we are doing a terrible job.
Right. Or the fact that, none of you run Wall Street. You're not Chamber of Commerce presidents.
No, we don't run anything. But on the personal tip, again, I've been here for 20 years. I've been in the game for 20 years. There are very few people that I have met here in the Beltway, Michael, who have both the intellectual gravitas, but also the kind, empathetic humility that you have. Now, you and I have joked for years.
Right.
I don't know how the hell you were wrong with the RNC and all that. That's fine. Like, I love you. I will love you unconditionally. Like,
that is sounded like my mom.
That actually speaks much higher. I'm like, you're a stronger person than I am. You know what I mean? But it also speaks to your generosity of spirit. And that's the key. And that's the reason, again, you know, 9 days before the 9/11 20-year commemoration, you know, that's why I'm turning down most interviews. When Michael Steele's text message came in, I was like, not only have I not seen your beautiful face in a long time, not being able to give you a hug, but the ability to be able to discuss and synthesize the last 20 years in a way that produces more light than heat, that I want to thank you for, and for being my friend and my brother and a mentor to me. You know, it's an honor to always cross paths.
No, I appreciate that very much. Thank you for the kind word. And the one thing about the way the two of us communicate, we always end our conversations with "I love you," and I do very much.
Likewise,
with respect and hope and understanding that you bring out of me and what I've learned in listening to you. And I hope that that those who are listening to and appreciating this conversation will take away from it just 1/10 of what I've gotten from our friendship over the last 10, 15 years.
I'm honored, and I wish I was there to kiss your big bald head.
Yeah.
And I look forward to our next conversation.
And on that note, I think we'll move along. That does it for this conversation with my friend Arslan Iftikhar, author of Fear of a Muslim Planet, Global Islamophobia and the New World Order. I highly encourage my friends and listeners out there to get a copy.
I tell people it's a great cure for insomnia. If you have trouble, it'll put you right out.
And open your heart and your eyes a little bit to hear what a Muslim American has to say about being an American.
Thanks for listening to this quick take from the Michael Steele podcast. Now, we'll be back with a full show soon. But in the meantime, you can go to Apple Podcasts, review us, give us 5 stars. Yes, we like the 5-star rating. Or you can listen on Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcast on. Catch you later, folks.
I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. I created the Sportsmanship Foundation to promote and educate parents and athletes about the role of good sportsmanship in our development. Learn more at winnersunlimited.com. That's winnersunlimited.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.